Thursday, April the 6th, 2006. This is Tips from the Top Floor, show number 111.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
And on today's show, I'll announce the winners of the photography book giveaway. I'll talk about some new listeners, and today's show is a special one because, oh well, there's not much about photography here today.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello and welcome to Tips from the Top Floor, the podcast about all things digital photography today. Not much about photography. Well, no, I don't know. Well, yes, a bit about photography. So it's definitely worth sticking around and listening to it. But yeah, well, you'll see. Anyway, let's see what's on the news. Yeah, we have two winners for the photography book giveaway. And winner number one is Russell Crossway from Alabama in the United States. And the second winner is Juha Kopsa from, oh my god, how to pronounce it? Heinekile in Finland. I'm sorry if I butchered that, but you know who you are. So those books will be on their way to you. Probably, I hope I'll get them out on Monday. Busy times, Sunday's the big day. Yeah, just want to say hi to some new listeners. I've seen a lot of traffic on the website from Saudi Arabia. I don't know, maybe podcasting is getting really, really popular there. Anyway, big welcome. If you're listening from Saudi Arabia, hello to you. And if you are listening to this show at your computer, go to the website right now and enter your email address into the vote box for Podcast Alley. Yeah, please vote. This show needs the exposure. And yeah, you can do something for that by going to tipsfromthetopfloor.com and voting. Thank you. Okay, in the opening, I said that today's show is not really about photography. So it's a bit of a deviation from what I usually do. But there's a good reason for that. When I originally planned to changed the show's opening music a few months ago, I went to a bunch of music sites and searched for something suitable for the show. And after a lot of searching and listening, I finally ran into a song called Lizard by this band. Now, what you hear in the background is a live recording that I did last night. I wasn't actually planning to record that, so I ran into the same thing that usually happens to me in photography when I don't plan to take pictures of a certain event or thing and then I don't have the right lens with me. As I said in the opening, today's show is not really about photography. It's about a band, it's about a live concert, and last but not least, it's about the similarities between photography and sound recording. Let's start with that last bit first. The similarities between photography and sound recording. Here I am at a live concert. I've got my recording gear with me and I want to capture some of the music that the band is playing. If I had come here to take pictures of that band, I would have brought a lens with an as large as possible aperture, possibly my 50mm lens that goes down to f1.8 or my 80 to 200 millimeter zoom that does, I think, f2.8. The reason I would do that is to be able to capture things under low light conditions without having to use a flash, because that gives pictures of bands on stage a really good atmosphere. Now, from a sound recording point of view, if that band would play really soft, which is kind of the equivalent to low light, I would have brought a microphone with a high sensitivity, which in fact is the only thing that I had with me. But as it happened, that certain band didn't play too soft, and I had the completely wrong microphone with me. So what you hear in the background doesn't do them justice at all. Now, what went wrong? First of all, and here's another thing that's similar to photography. First of all, I was in the wrong spot. If you take a picture of a subject, there's usually perspectives that it will look better from than others. The same thing is true for sound. If you look at a subject through your eyes, you see it in a different way than the camera sees it. If you hear live music, it'll sound different than when it's recorded and later played back. And that's especially true if you're in the wrong spot, and I was in the wrong spot. Obviously, it's not easy to get into the right spot in a jazz club full of people, so here I was, stuck on the wrong spot with the wrong microphone, but at least with the right band. And I've done the same thing that I would usually do with pictures. Try to fix things in post-processing if they didn't turn out the way I wanted them. So I played that recording through some equalizers, compressors, and some other magic boxes and filters. But as with photography, the garbage in, garbage out principle holds true. You can fix certain things, but it's extremely hard to make gold out of... Oh well, anyway, but as another parallel to photography, it's definitely not all about technical quality, and I have seen some great pictures that have been taken with disposable plastic cameras. So in this case, I guess it's the band and the music that counts. And what a band that is. And even better, they are on tour in Europe and they played here in Tübingen. And you probably guessed it by now, it's the same band that has been opening Tips on the Top Floor for months. It's Fishbacker from New York. Alright, so you won't believe that. I'm in a jazz club here in Tübingen, in the Jazz Keller, and I am actually at the concert of Fishbacker. And I have the master right in front of me. Now, if you guys don't know who that is, for the last, I think, 2 or 3 months, you have been hearing him every time you've been listening to the show. It's the opening music is by him, and just a couple of days ago, I opened the newspaper, and I saw Fishbacker is going to play in Tübingen, and of course, I had to be here and meet him. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. This is amazing. This was one of the, well, not one of the, it was the best concert I've seen here in Tübingen in years. It's just a lot of energy, and I don't know what to say. It's just the groove. What style of music would you categorize yourself into?
Well, I guess it would be fusion jazz, although that is can be kind of misunderstood because it includes a broad spectrum of music. But it's pretty funky. We do some swing, some, I don't know, long open forms that develop. So it's hard to tell it, but it's basically electric jazz, you could say.
So yeah, it's jazz, it's funk, there's some drum and bass elements in there.
Exactly.
There's the whole thing is just the tightest thing I've ever heard. It's I don't know what to say. I mean, it's just I'm still totally psyched. The concert has just been over. The guys have been playing 2 sets, and so you are originally from Austria, right?
I'm from Austria, yeah, and I'm in New York since about 11 years. So I went there to study music, and I stuck around.
So you guys are on a tour in Europe right now, right?
That's right. We since about 3 years, we do twice a year a tour of about a month. So we're usually in Germany, Austria, Czech Republic, Slovakia. We should have been in Poland these days, but that got cancelled, so probably next fall we're going to be in Poland as well. So we try to do that kind of round. So whoever's listening to this right now, I think there's especially a treat for the German listeners. You have to go check them out. So you are in Germany, touring in Germany right now, and you will be in the Czech Republic. So what are the tour dates? Just give me the tour dates, and again, go listen to them. It's just, wow.
Let me see, I got the German dates right here. That is tomorrow, the 6th in Mannheim, the 7th in Leverkusen, in Mannheim in Café Prague, Leverkusen Notenschlüssel. Saturday in Münster at the Heart Jazz Club. And a couple of weeks later, actually on the 29th, we are back in Düren in Dada.
Okay, so that was the German leg of the tour. And if you are not in Germany, I know that a lot of listeners are in the United States and in Canada and in Australia. Go check them out on the website. I will put a link to their website into the show notes. And yeah, go check them out. And if you can't see them live, go buy their CDs. So, what is the other leg in Czechoslovakia? Czech Republic.
That's Czech Republic. We do Most on the 11th, Olomouc on the 12th, Zdar na Zazavu on the 13th, Novičin 14th, Chrudim on the 15th, Trebić on the 16th, and Brno on the 18th.
Okay, and those days are all in April. April 2006. This is a podcast, so people might listen to that next year or sometime. But I know that most of the listeners listen to the podcast within two or three days when it's released. So, the way I found you guys originally was through the podcast, through the Podsafe Music Network. How did you get to upload your music there? How did that come along?
I don't know exactly anymore. A friend hooked me up to that site, I just uploaded it.
I see. Well, it was just, I think, probably one of the highest quality things on that site right now, and it's just blown me away, and that's why I chose it for the opener. So, yeah, whoever...
How did you find me, actually, up there?
Well, I think I searched for funk, jazz kind of stuff, and I think you guys put some of your influences there. And I just searched and listened to a lot of stuff, and that was a couple of months ago when I started to think that I had to have some different music on the podcast, and that's how I found you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's funny.
So, yeah, and I'm really grateful that you put that up there, because it's been... I've received a lot of feedback, mm-hmm. and so I got something from you guys, and now I'm returning something to you by helping you to promote your tour and everything. So, again, if you have the chance to listen to these guys, it's just... It's blown me away. I'm a musician. I'm a bass player myself, and I don't know what to say. It's just wow, lots of energy. And after the first 10-15 minutes, I thought, how are those guys able to sustain that for a whole evening? But you did absolutely, no doubt about that. It was just the whole thing. I don't know what to say. It's tight, and they come with four people. It's Walter Fischbacher, the band leader. Tell something about your band.
Well, I'm the band leader. That's right. So basically, I put it all together. I write all the tunes. I produce the CDs. I pay the guys. I put the two together. So that's all me. Then we got Harry Gangelberger on the drums. He's with me for a long time. I know him from back in Austria. He's from Austria as well. So we studied together in Vienna. And he came to New York several years after me. So we got a long history together. We actually lived together in an apartment. We played in several bands all the time. So he's my second hand, so to say. And then new is Chris Terry on the bass. He's doing the first tour. And I hope he stays with us, because he's pretty busy. You know, he plays with the Cats and everything. So I hope he will be back in fall. And then we got Bernard Ulrich on the saxophone. He's also on our latest CD, and I know him for a long time as well. We studied together. So that's the first tour we do together as well. So it's pretty fun.
It's a tight band. I mean, it's just keyboard, drums, bass, and saxophone. It just goes together really well. And yeah, it's been a great evening. Thank you very much for providing that music that I play on each and every show of my podcast.
And I know that most of the listeners really like that. Actually, I've never received any bad feedback from the music.
That's good to hear.
That says something about the music and says something about my choice of music.
All right.
And yeah, keep on grooving. It's just
all right. Thanks for coming down. I really appreciate your support, and I hope I see you again sometime.
Oh, most definitely. And yeah, and I think today's show, and I'm going to send this tomorrow on Thursday. There's not much photography in this show. It's mainly about this music. So thanks again, and wish you good luck for the tour. Lots of success. And yeah, you guys, go out, buy their music, go to their website. The link is in the show notes. The URL is fischbacher.com/PA.
Okay, there's a shortcut. It's Fischbacher with PH, so it's PHISH. BACHER.com. Fischbacher, like the band Fish and Bacher. So that's the shortcut.
Okay, I'll put that link on the show notes. Go there, click there. You can actually listen to a lot of their music online. There's a lot of MP3 downloads there, including Lizard, the song that I play as the opener of the show. And if you are anywhere near the places where they play, I'll just say them again in a second. Go there, see them, and if you are not around, go download their music and definitely go buy their CDs and make them famous. They deserve it.
All right, thanks for the hookup.
All right.
All right, thanks a lot.
So again, here's their tour schedule for the next few days. They'll be playing today, April the 6th, in Mannheim, in the Café Prag. On Friday, April the 7th, in Leverkusen, in the club called Notenschlüssel. And on Saturday, April the 8th, they'll play in Münster, in the Hot Jazz Club. And you can find the rest of their tour dates, music downloads, and more on their website, fischbacher.com. That's PHISHBACHER.com, and make sure to buy some of their music if you like what you hear. I certainly do. And that was it for today's Tips from the Top Floor. Bit of a different show today. I'll be back on Monday with another Photoshop Corner. Don't forget to vote on Podcast Alley, and I'm still looking for some more MP3 greetings and calls on the voicemail box at 206-202-DSLR. That's 206-202-3757. And you can, of course, always post to the forum at tipsfromthetopfloor.com/forum or send me an email to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com. My name's Chris Walkward. Talk to you again on Monday. Until then, happy shooting!